Hi, nice to see you again. So today I would kind of like to follow up on the last video that I did because I did that one out of rotation. I know it sounds weird, but I've had a rotation in my head for a very long time, and I put out these videos that touch on things that are in the dirty corners that I don't think other people will let's just say have the inclination to delve into. So I do those, and then it kind of traumatizes the audience a little bit, I think. It wears me down too. And then I put out a philosophical one or two. But when I started making videos, the philosophical ones, I didn't think that there would be any patience for that. I really didn't. And since everybody's painted into a corner and they have their backs to the wall, you know, they're hearing the things that I'm saying. And that's good because I don't mind saying these things. I'm not a very talkative person in my personal life, but I'm used to doing presentations from way back. I always did those in shoes that were a little too shiny and suits that were a little bit too expensive. And I was kind of doing a lot of the things that our enemy is doing right now. But I never really lost my respect for people, you know, and the dignity, respecting the dignity thereof. It's something that never quite left me, fortunately. Which is why it's a joy to me that there are people that say, oh, well, the things that you say resonate with me. But the thing that I didn't say in the last video, because I kind of had it out of rotation to attend to, as it turns out, I guess more than a handful of people's current state of mind at the moment, is that it's so easy for me to effortlessly kind of swim through the pool of human emotions, because 98% of us is the same. And I don't mean that 98% of us and the other 2% are excluded. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that 98% of every human being is the same as 98% of every other human being. And the 2%, you know, vive la difference, because it's you know, it's everything from gender, race, religious beliefs, political beliefs, sexual orientation, you name it. You know, all the things that you can drive a wedge between people over falls within that 2%. And if you spend a lot of time trying to breach the chasm of misunderstanding that comes as a result of all of the things that that, you know, all the pitfalls that you could you could slide headlong into, it's really a dangerous thing to do. But the 98% of us that's similar, it might be 85%, you know, it might be 60%. I don't think so. I think just about everything, you know, about being a human being, we're all the same. And I understand that. That's why it's so easy for me to talk about these things and have people recognize them immediately, because everybody understands the truth. What I do when I do a video or when I'm talking to somebody that's in difficulty, because it's the only reason I would ever speak like this to anybody normally, but we're not living in anything but normal times, is that I already understand how much we have in common. And When I do a video, I'm just laying the pieces out so that you can recognize them, but they're components of things that you already understand deep down. They may not be on a conscious level, but when human beings have their back to the wall, some pretty spectacular fireworks-like events take place, and people start to put the pieces together as they converge, because our natural state, you know, our curiosity isn't just a fascination with complicated things that we yearn to understand. Our curiosity comes as a result of it being an absolutely necessary survival tool to attend to others who are in danger, whether it's from physical danger or from mental duress. These are things that are quite common and natural to us, and nobody delves into it. In this paradigm, it's easy to just go to sleep, you know, and that's not something that syncs well with the human psyche. And all work and no play makes Jack or Jill a dull boy or girl. It's the way it is. But it's like I mentioned in the last video, it's the implausible cycle of this paradigm that's the problem. It's not the people within it, you know. We're marching to a different drummer. It's not this one. And where we're headed after this, I'm probably one of the few people, certainly in the alternative media, that understand how poor the globalist chances are of pulling this off. Because what they've done is they've taken credit for this behemoth organizational structure that is current society, and taken credit for it all just because they're counting the money. They didn't build it. We did. We did. With our unique ingenuity, each one of us, you know, that 2%, that amounts to a hell of a lot over the whole human population. And they're, you know, they put themselves in its sights. So they have to destroy this paradigm in order to build something else. And these people have never built anything. We have. We have. And now that we're challenged, now we're painted into a corner. When people decide to connect with one another, to throw the monkey off their back, this beast off their back, these corporate interests, these self-interested assholes. I'm not anti-capitalist. I've done enough videos to prove that. but yeah, our ability to resonate with one another and connect with one another is something that is a common natural thing with us, you know. And we're up against a bunch of people that want to be like gods. They want to be like God. Do you think God's anything like the globalists? No. Globalists can never be like God. We can never be like God, but I'll let you in on a little secret. God's a lot like us. You know, the picture that they've painted of that is to drive people away, you know, from their nature. It's designed to make us think that it's hopeless and it's helpless. And if we settle for the globalists being our gods, that, you know, at least we'll be taken care of by something that we can see. Yeah, something we can see that's trying to poison our children, that's murdering us. No, we have a lot more in common with God, or God has a lot more in common with us, because we can't even think about that. You know, we're not. Not trying to be like something that's not human, that created everybody and everything. But we know that we don't show favoritism to our children. I mean, occasionally we fail at that. But we would probably have that in common. The difference is God being perfect, you know, wouldn't be sneaking out for a milkshake every now and then. And they always blab, which makes them not our favorite for a while. But let's be realistic. The globalists are going to fail. The question is, what kind of world do you want to live in? One where people understand their nature and do what they can to support one another, which is what we were made to do. You know? Or just losing our attention span long enough for a bunch of self-interested assholes to go after the brass ring again and start denigrating humanity. No. 98% of every person says no. Nice to see you again. Have a nice day.